today, August 22nd, 2005, on the official Inside Disney podcast. Direct from Disney Motion, your source for full motion Disney video online.
Hello, I'm Dave Smith from the Walt Disney Archives. I know a lot of you out there are Disney collectors, and I bet some of you are wondering, when did Disney collecting begin? Disney collecting has always been around, though people didn't always realize that they were Disney collectors. Ever since the very first Mickey Mouse merchandise came out in the 1930s, people bought it. Sometimes it was just for their kids to play with, but other people bought it and put it up on their shelves as a collection. Ward Kimball, who was one of the animators at the Disney studio, was one. He bought a lot of the early Disney toys just because he thought they were fun. And he kept them. And so when Disney collecting became really popular, he had a wonderful collection. And they were all bought new when they first came out. One of the more popular of the early Disney collectibles is the Mickey Mouse watch. It was made by the Ingersoll Company in 1933. Sold for $2.95 when it came out. And today you would be talking $700, $800, $900, $1,000 for this watch. So it's expensive putting together a collection of the old Disneyana today. I'll be back to tell you more about Disneyana collecting.
Don't go away. Part 2 of this official Disney Online podcast will continue in just a moment. To view the entire full motion video of this story, visit us at Disney.com.
It was in the late 1960s that Americans began to be interested in nostalgia. They were thinking about antiques from their own childhood rather than antiques that were 100, 150 years old. And so that was when they started looking back in their drawers and thinking, hey, that Mickey Mouse watch I used to wear all the time is a fun thing. Let's see if I can find some more things like that and have a little collection. So it was in the late 60s that people really started collecting Disneyana. And in 1974, this is the Disneyana book by Cecil Munsey. For the first time, people could really see photographs of the different types of collectibles. In 1976, Disneyland opened a Disneyana shop on Main Street, where some early Disney collectibles were sold. The first Disney club, called the Mouse Club, was created in 1980, followed by the National Fantasy Fan Club, or NFFC, in 1984. That latter club is just celebrating its 20th anniversary. The Disney Company itself sponsored its first Disneyana convention in 1992, and that was the year that the Walt Disney Classics Collection began, with classic Disney figurines created as limited editions just for Disney collectors. The items that Disney collectors are looking for is tremendously varied. Everybody is interested in something different. They may be interested in the movies. They might be interested in Disneyland or Walt Disney World. They might be interested in specific characters. They might be interested in pins. They might be interested in figurines. Some of them are interested in original artwork. Here is a cell from Sleeping Beauty that was originally sold at Disneyland for just a couple of dollars. And of course, today it's worth many, many hundreds of dollars. The first major auction of Disneyana actually occurred in 1972 when Sotheby's here in Beverly Hills had a complete auction of Disneyana material only. Perhaps this look at Disneyana collectibles will intrigue some of you to go look in your own attics and the backs of your sock drawers, and maybe you just have some early Disney items there that you've forgotten all about. Until next time.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Inside Disney podcast. Be sure to visit Disney Motion Showcase on Disney.com. To watch the latest and exclusive streaming video, including music videos, film clips, interviews, behind-the-scenes coverage, and events in and around the Walt Disney Company. Until next time!